Kids in Love by Mayday Parade. This is Magic Mike McKee, and thanks for listening to the Magic Monday Show. Tune in next Monday at 9 p.m. on KZOW 91.9, Active Radio. Now! Hear Me Now by Hollywood Undead. Hey, this is Magic Mike McKee on the Magic Monday Show, and it's time for what you guys have all been waiting for. We'll be discussing the Carmelo Anthony trade.
Back again.
Magic Mike McKee and
DJ Mads
on the
Eminem Mashup
at 8 p.m. Monday nights on KZOW 91.9. First Date by Blink-182. Keep with us because up next we'll finally be talking about the issue that I've been talking about this whole time, which is the national anthem protesting. But for now, here's Who Made Who by AC/DC.
I believe that happened.
Yeah, neither can I. And they said there's about 22,000 people in attendance, and the shooting went on for about 15 minutes straight. It probably felt a lot longer for those people than just 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But I just can't believe it was... He was a retired accountant, and he just seemed like a normal guy.
Yeah.
And his brother, I don't remember his name, but he said that he's just completely shocked, and he has no idea why he'd do this.
Or their country, NFL should change policy. He said that on Sunday evening. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that is I don't think they should be fired necessarily, because I think that's the point he was getting at. But there are plenty of players in the NFL that get fined for some ridiculous stuff like taunting or over-celebration. And I find that really ridiculous on sorts of how people can disrespect this country and not get fines for that. I mean, I completely 100% understand that that's their right, and some of their intentions are really good, but I think they're going about it the wrong way, and the way they're doing it, I think they should get fined, but I don't think they should get fired.
Yeah.